Alleluia, alleluia. I appointed you to go out and bear fruit, fruit that shall last, says the Lord.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We're going to think about names today. We're going to think about names for a few minutes because there's a lot in our service to do with names. In a few minutes, I'm going to baptise William, Armin, Farshid, and Laura. And when I do that, most of the words I use are quite universal words used for every Christian baptism. But it is also very individual and personal and specific because you are baptised by name. I won't say human being, I baptise you. And I won't say candidate number one, I baptise you. I will say William, I baptise you. Laura, I baptise you. You are baptized as uniquely you, using your very own personal name, as everything about you is brought before God and brought into God's story. And the same is true of confirmation. There are promises, candidates, for you to make before God tonight, where you say publicly that you are choosing to be followers of Jesus. But the moment of confirmation is not when you stand up and say that you are choosing God. The moment of confirmation is when we recognize that God is choosing you. And again, he doesn't do that because you are a random human being. He does it specifically and personally, individually and uniquely. So I will say, Amy, God calls you by name and makes you his own. Paul, God calls you by name and makes you his own because God is a deeply personal God. Do you know what your name means? Anyone know what their name means? Sophie, where's Sophie? Sophie, do you know what your name means? That's terrible. You should know what your name means. It's an easy one, Sophie. It's Greek for wisdom. So you're a wise person, obviously. Anybody else? Friends and family, have you got a name that you know what it means? Yes, you have. Yes? What's your name?
Hilary.
Oh, yes, from hilarious, from laughter. Hilary, cheerful one, joyful one. Are you cheerful, Hilary? Okay. Try to be. Very good. Anybody else got a name you know the meaning? Yes?
Sarah, princess.
Oh, Sarah the princess. How magnificent. One more.
Christina.
Well, there we go. Christina, follower of Christ. Amen. Everyone's name has a meaning. My name is Ruth. It means kind friend, which I think is quite nice. I hope I'm a kind friend. There's a Ruth in the Bible that's famous for being a kind friend. Names in the Bible are always important. In our gospel reading, we meet a man called Zacchaeus. Any Zacchaeus here tonight? Or Zach? Zachary? Ah. The name Zacchaeus means innocent one. Innocent one. But the Zacchaeus that we meet is not true to his name. He's not innocent at all. Quite the opposite. He's a very guilty guy. Everybody hated him because he was a thief. He worked as a tax collector for the enemy government, and he used to make people give him lots and lots of money so that he could keep it for himself. So we have Zacchaeus, not innocent, but guilty. Guilty of being incredibly selfish, guilty of worshipping money above anything else, and nobody liked him for it. Now, one day in the town of Jericho, everybody's extremely excited because Jesus is coming through the town, and people have heard all kinds of rumors about Jesus. They've been told he is a powerful healer, he's an incredible preacher, he's been sent by God. Everybody's very excited, and there's crowds of people, and Zacchaeus is a bad guy, but he is curious about Jesus, and he wants to see him too, and because he's really short, he can't see over anyone, so he runs ahead, climbs a tree to get a better view. And Jesus comes through the town, and something happens that no one was expecting. Of all the people in Jericho that Jesus stops to talk to, and Jesus could have had his pick out of anyone at all, Jesus chooses Zacchaeus. He sees him in the tree, and he calls him by name. Zacchaeus, hurry down, because I am going to spend the rest of the day at your house. Can you feel the outrage and the shock of the crowd? We have this VIP in our town. Is Jesus out of his mind? Doesn't he know what a bad man Zacchaeus is? But the crowd, in their shock and anger, their mistake is that they haven't yet figured out who Jesus is. And the clue is in Jesus' name. The name Jesus means God rescues. God rescues. And the whole story is a little picture of everything that Jesus has come to do and to be for every single person in the world. Jesus came to be God's rescue for all of us, to call each one of us by name, personally, into the family of God. And Zacchaeus needed God to rescue him from his life of selfishness and sin, and so do we. Our selfishness separates us from God. But Jesus came. He gave his life for us on the cross. And where he had never done anything wrong, the innocent one, the really innocent one in our story, he was separated from God, like we've just sung about, so that we, the guilty ones, never have to be. And Jesus invites all of us to know his forgiveness and his friendship that lasts forever, his joy, his peace, his strength, his patience, his goodness. And just like Zacchaeus, Jesus calls you personally by name. And he says to Zacchaeus that he can join the enormous family of God. People who, since the day God called Abraham, thousands of years earlier, God has been building his family ever since, one life at a time, responding with joy and courage to the call of God's voice. So may each one of you know that voice, that call of God, calling you by name, speaking to you personally. May you know the joy of the rescue of Jesus. May you know the joy of being in his family. May you know the peace and strength of his presence with you every day of your lives. Amen.